Renovo Seed is proud to sponsor Northern Ag Network On Demand. The Renovo team is focused on enriching land and lives by offering over 1,200 species of seed for any farmer ranch operations needs. Learn more at renovoseed.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Grace McDonald on the Northern Ag Network with your morning market report. The McLaughlin Research Institute in Great Falls, Montana has won a $13.8 million grant to launch the Center for Integrated Biomedical and Rural Health Research. The grant will be specifically used towards the universities in Bozeman and Missoula for biomedical research to provide more opportunities for rural Montanans across the state. The National Institutes of Health launched the grant thanks to community members that have donated and invested into the institute over the years. One of the biggest topics discussed at the Countryside Insurance annual farming meeting in North Dakota last week was the crop insurance changes for this year. The early harvest allowance application for sugar beet growers must be done by March 15th. Along with that, in order to use the insurance, farmers would have to harvest more than 15% of the acreage prior to October 1st. The talk of the school at South Dakota State University is the fact that the dairy research facility will shut down in June due to lack of funding. 3 years ago, the school was approved for funding but was unable to raise the remaining funds needed. A bill was passed in the State House and on the way to the Senate asking to repeal $7.5 million in state funding. In other South Dakota news, Christine Hamilton of Christensen Land and Cattle has been rewarded the 2024 Top Producer of the Year, sponsored by BASF, KSIH, and Rabo AgriFinance. In addition to farming 14,000 acres of mostly corn and beans, they also have 11,000 acres of rangeland, where they run 1,100 head of cattle holistically. One of the company's biggest successes has been their wholesale beef business in Las Vegas, called Dakota Packing. Congrats to Christensen Land and Cattle. We'll be back with more right after this.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
Eaton Charlet invites you to the opening day of our 59th Private Treaty Bull Sale, February 13th. Home to the largest private treaty sale in the nation, with 500 ranch-raised yearling bulls. ETN Genetics lead the nation with the number one marbling sire and number one maternal calving ease sire. ETN brand bulls are sold in two groups. Pick your price, pick your bull. Eaton Bull Pens open on February 13th. Give Eaton Charlet a call at 406-584-7520. Find us on Facebook or eatoncharlet.com.
The National Association of State Departments of Ag has passed an action item in an effort to urge the Congress to require the USDA Food Safety Inspection Service to match 50% of the funds to State Departments of Ag for state meat and poultry inspection programs. Evidently, there has been a recent reduction in federal funding for meat inspections to small and medium-sized processors. The FDA has issued a nationwide recall of dairy products due to the possible infection of a strain of Listeria. The dairy products came from Rizo Lopez Foods and were sold at Costco, Albertsons, Safeway, and Whole Foods in Montana. The Ag Department is saying that consumers should not eat, sell, or serve any cheese, sour cream, yogurt, or any products made with those dairy products by Rizo Lopez Foods. During the NCBA annual trade show, a new line of cattle mineral products that help cattle in all seasons was introduced. Biozyme Incorporated created the vitamin and mineral combined supplements to enhance digestibility, exceed nutrient requirements year-round, and enhance bioavailability, generalized for cattle at any stage. The mineral block is in the works and is meant for cow-calf producers to be able to put out one block that gets all required nutrients for cattle in various forage areas and different stages of production. The South Dakota Senate Ag Committee has approved a bill to make updates to the state's brand inspection program. Under the bill, inspection certificates for horses would remain valid for 30 days following the inspection. The inspection of five or fewer head of livestock may be done on a trailer without unloading. And lastly, move up the brand law violations, meaning that a Class 1 misdemeanor would now be a Class 2 misdemeanor. We'll be back to take a look at the markets right after this.
Juan Reyes and Keith Russell announced their 33rd annual Reyes-Russell Bull Sale Monday, February 26th at the Reyes Ranch in Wheatland, Wyoming. selling 230 coming two-year-old Angus bulls, pap tested at 8,000 feet. These bulls are raised and developed in a realistic range environment and ready to go to work for you. That's the Reyes Russell Bull Sale, 1 p.m. Monday, February 26th at the Reyes Ranch, Wheatland, Wyoming. Broadcast on Northern Livestock Video. Visit mrangusranch.com.
Monday's trade was weak for the live cattle contracts, but not so much for the feeder cattle, as most of the contracts had triple-digit gains over a dollar. The fact that the previous week was very strong for cash trade supported the feeder markets, as the market trended anywhere from $4 to $10 higher last week. Buyers are aware of the small amount of cattle this year, so this feeder market optimism is likely to continue. March feeders closed up $1.68 at $248.83, April up $1.40 at $253.18. February live cattle closed down 38 cents at $184.25, and the April contract down 80 cents at $185.93. At Pays last week, feeder steers of 400 pounds sold at $327, 500 pounds at $300, and 600-pound steers at $279. 500-pound heifers traded at mostly $286, 600 pounds at $236, and a few lightweights of 300 pounds sold at a $330 average. We'll be back with the grain trade right after this. So far, the shipping pace for the wheat is 11% below last year, but the Ag Department said that 15 million bushels of wheat were inspected for export last week, which is encouraging. Hard red spring wheat accounted for a large amount, about 4 million bushels of the total. Kansas City winter wheat attempted to trade higher for yesterday's session, closing lower, and the Chicago contracts just barely steady. March Chicago wheat closed up 3/4 of a cent at 5.97, May steady at 5.99 1/4. March Minneapolis spring wheat down 1 3/4 at 6.82, May down 2 cents at 6.81. March KC winter wheat down 2 3/4 at 5.98 3/4, and May down 2 3/4 as well at 5.96 3/4. March beans up 9.5 cents at 11.93, May up 7 3/4 at 11.97. As for the corn contracts, the March spot closed up 1.5 cents at 4.30, May up 1 cent at 4.42. Taking a look at the pulse crops, chickpeas are at 40 to 43 per hundred weight, lentils 45 to 50, that's steady to $3 better, yellow peas 7.25 to 8.40 a bushel, down 90 cents, and green peas 8 to $10 a bushel, down 33 cents. In Montana, 12 Pro winter wheat's down 3 cents from 4.97 to 5.97. 14 Pro spring wheat down 2 cents from 633 to 697. Durham's down 25 cents at 810 to 1050. Thanks for joining us for the Morning Market Report. On the Northern Ag Network, I'm Grace McDonald.